This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
A recent study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association found that the number of babies born in the U.S. going through opiate withdrawal has tripled over the past 10 years. It follows a trend of skyrocketing prescription drug abuse. Brenna Angel reports on how the epidemic is affecting infant health care in Kentucky and the options available to pregnant mothers suffering from addiction.
The neonatal intensive care unit at Kentucky Children's Hospital in Lexington treats some of the sickest or premature babies from across the region. A growing number of infants in the NICU are born with neonatal abstinence syndrome, a condition in babies whose mothers were addicted to illegal or prescription drugs while pregnant.
There's something that pulls you about them. You know, they didn't ask to be in this situation, and it's an uncomfortable place to be for them. So the massage lets us relax these babies a little bit, give them more comfort, getting them used to touch.
Nurse Renee Broaddus is a member of a group at Kentucky Children's Hospital specifically trained to deal with newborns going through drug withdrawal. The babies typically experience seizures, diarrhea, and cry excessively. The mothers responsible for passing on prescription painkillers and other substances to their babies often feel tremendous guilt. Dr. Cletus Carvalho, a psychiatrist at the University of Kentucky, says his patients don't want to be addicted and they don't want to harm their baby.
Besides the addiction, these are also individuals who are also suffering from other psychiatric disorders. A lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, childhood trauma is also fairly common in this population. Some of these patients have no supports. They're sort of doing this by themselves.
One of Carvalho's patients is 28-year-old Amy. The native of Jackson, Kentucky, started using drugs as a teenager.
Lord Tabs and Percocets, and then it became something that wasn't doing it for me anymore, and I had to go to stronger things. And I've just experimented with all kinds of drugs, but my drug of choice was like Oxycontin and Percocets.
For an otherwise healthy adult, detoxing from opiates can be extremely uncomfortable and difficult emotionally, but the challenge is even greater for pregnant women.
So the unborn child can have medical complications, obstetric complications from withdrawing, and it could lead to an abortion or fetal death.
Carvalho says a safer way for expectant mothers to clear their system of opiates is by taking addiction treatment drugs such as methadone, Suboxone, or Subutex. Amy was already seeing Dr. Carvalho when she was faced with an unplanned pregnancy last year.
I was scared. I felt that I was the one to blame because I was taking the medicine, but I was worried that my child, you know, would be addicted to the Subutex when he was born.
Amy gave birth in November to an 8-pound baby boy. He did start showing some withdrawal symptoms from the Subutex, so the family stayed in the NICU for about 10 days. But that's still much shorter than the average stay for newborns going through withdrawal.
It was definitely better than the alternative of using the drugs and hurting him that way.
Dr. Carvalho says reducing the number of babies with neonatal abstinence syndrome starts with eliminating the stigma of pregnant women seeking help for their addiction. And recovery doesn't end once a substance is out of a patient's body. Amy says she's fortunate to have a strong network of support to help her and her baby, and she attends weekly NA meetings. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.